Hello. Hello.
Good day. My name is Rob, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. We're conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions. Let me ask you, as you're aware, very few people actually vote on non-partisan primary elections for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions. Thinking ahead, in which of the following best describe how you will vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions on Tuesday, August 20th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote.
We will vote.
Thank you. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the primary elections on Tuesday, August the 20th? I will vote at my polling station election though.
In person.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent? No.
I said Republican.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? African American or Black, Asian or Asian American, white or Caucasian, or Hispanic?
Hispanic.
And what is your age? 18 to 35, 36 to 45, 46 to 55, 56 to 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
Thank you. You will now be giving a list of some public officials that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Richard Prashnik.
I have a favorable opinion of some people.
Very or somewhat favorable?
Somewhat.
For Richard.
For who?
Richard Prashnik.
I don't know him.
And Cindy Lerner?
I don't know her.
Raquel Regalado?
Who?
Raquel Regalado.
Yes, I will be voting. Yes, I'll vote.
Very favorable or somewhat favorable for her?
Favorable.
And Kamala Harris?
Unfavorable.
Unfavorable. Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Thank you. Now, if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Eddie Rojas, Manny Cid, Shulmo Dasinger, Carlos Garin, Daniela Levine Cava, Alexander Otaola, or Miguel Quintero?
I'm leaning to a Manny Cid right now.
To whom, I'm sorry? Manny Cid.
Not 100, but I'm leaning towards that one, yes.
So, and you probably, and would you say that you're definitely voting or probably voting for Manny Cid then?
Probably.
Thank you. Now, if the primary elections for Miami-Dade County Commissions were held today, and from among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Raquel Regalado, Richard Prashnik, or Cindy Lerner?
Raquel.
And would you say they're definitely voting or probably voting for Raquel Regalado?
Definitely.
Thank you. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Raquel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commissions? Yes or no?
Yes.
And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Raquel Regalado in the elections for Miami-Dade County Commission? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well.
No difference.
Thank you. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission? Yes or no?
Yes.
And did what you see, read, or heard recently make you more likely or less likely?
I know this.
Thank you. If you were to label yourself, would you say they're a liberal, a moderate, or a conservative in your political beliefs?
Moderate.
And what is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Less than a high school diploma, high school graduate, some college or trade school? College graduate
some
with
college.
An association? Some college. Thank
I
you.
Have an AA.
And what thank you. And what is your national ancestry?
Hispanic, Cuban.
Cuban. And your home, do you always speak Spanish, mostly speak Spanish, but speak some English? I speak Spanish and English equally. Mostly speak English, but I speak some Spanish or always speak English?
Mostly English with some Spanish.
Thank you. So this concludes our survey. Thank you so much for your time and participation, mate. We appreciate your opinion.
Okay.